Tom Reed with the Minnesota Wild Radio Network. You hear him and Bob Kurtz and Kevin Faulness during the Wild season right here on Kate. And Tom, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for the time today.
Well, I wish we were still playing, to be honest with you, Aaron, but that is not the case. But, boy, they've had some pretty good hockey, and this has been a difficult season, I think, for everybody connecting with the game.
Absolutely. Now, I mentioned this earlier on the show that it was 10 years ago yesterday, a picture popped up on my Facebook memories that you and Wes Walls and Bob Kurtz were down here for the Wild Caravan. I have some great memories of you guys being down here in Albert Lea.
Yeah, you know, that was a great time. Wells Fargo supported all of that for all of those years. I remember when the Wild first got their franchise back in, was in 1997, that they thought of how can we connect with the communities around the state, and they thought about doing this road tour. And I remember Glenn Sonmore and Neil Broughton and myself, our first one ever, I think, was down in Rochester, Minnesota, at one of the banks down there. But it really grew, and we went to all the different communities, and it was so much fun to see the people and see the reaction of people now that they had NHL hockey back in their state after losing in 1993 to the Dallas region. But after a 7 years hiatus, it came back and has come back very, very strong, which is good.
Tom, I got to tell you this story real quick, because I promised my wife if I ever got a chance to talk to Tom Reed again, I was going to bring up this story. It was probably 5 or 6 years ago. Our son was admitted at Children's Hospital in downtown St. Paul, right close to where your pub's at. And she went out for lunch with my uncle. My uncle took her out for lunch, and they walked into the restaurant, and they saw this guy getting pictures taken with a lot of people. And they decided, well, we should walk up and get a picture with him as well. So I remember, getting this text with this picture going, "Do you know who this is?" I go, "That's Tom Reed." I go, "That's Tom Reed, the owner of the place. Used to play for the North Stars with the Minnesota Wild Radio Network." And she laughed. She goes, I assumed he was someone famous." I go, yes, he is. So thank you for taking a picture with my wife and my uncle. They will never, ever forget that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We get a lot of people coming in who have, you know, family members in the hospital up here. We're probably the closest restaurant to the United Hospital and Children's Hospital there. So it's fun to see those people come in and, you know, give them a word of encouragement. It's a great facility, and a lot of people have been there and have come out there much better than going in.
Absolutely. Again, Tom Reed, Minnesota Wild Radio Network, and of course he's got Tom Reed's in downtown St. Paul. And I should just ask you, how's business been? I assume things that have picked up as of late.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like most communities, I mean, it's been a struggle. There's no question that, the virus going through it affected certainly the hospitality industry more than any other industry. But we're starting to get back to normal again, which is kind of nice. But I look at it as kind of a rain day in golf. You know, you never get it back. And a lot of concerts that were canceled at the XL Energy Center. And most of this area also, since the Wild built their facility at the XL Energy Center, it's an event center. It's an entertainment area of St. Paul, the best of St. Paul, for a number of blocks here. So it's been good. But we're getting back to normal. We survived, which a lot of people were hesitant to wonder if we would survive or not. But we made it through, and hopefully it'll get better in the days ahead.
Now, Tom, before we talk about the NHL playoffs, I saw this story, I think, earlier this week about Kaprizov. Of course, sensational first-time guy for the Minnesota Wild. I saw a story about him possibly talking to a team in Russia and maybe going back there. Have you seen anything like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what? When you're negotiating with the counter, whoever's on the other side of the table, you use certain things. Now, Kiro is 24 years of age, so he's not a young rookie, but he's a bit older. But he spent 5 years in the KHL, and all 5 years he played in the All-Star game. He was chosen to play in that. He led the league the last couple of years in scoring and was very good at the KHL. But he came over here, and, I mean, he was dynamite from the get-go. His very first game out in the West Coast, he scored the game-winning overtime goal at Anaheim and had a couple of assists in that game. And he's been absolutely terrific. But you know what? They want to sign him to a contract. And Billy Guerin, I know with his staff over there, working diligently and making sure that they want to keep him in this area. And with the salary cap issues the way it is, and with other signings have to take place, you have to be very careful how you sign these players and what the terms are going to be going into it. But I know that he enjoyed his time here. It's unfortunate he had to be here as a rookie when he was quarantined and couldn't even go up with the guys after practice and so on. He had to go pretty well back to his apartment and stay there. And it had to be a difficult time for him, being not only in a new country, but not speaking the language as good as he'd like to. And so there's not too many Russian television stations on over here at that point. So, but I know that they're working hard to try and put this thing to bed. And I know Bill Guerin, the general manager, is hopeful that this thing will get resolved sooner than later.
I didn't get a chance to look this up, but the story said something about the 2024 Olympics is not allowing NHL players, and that maybe part of the reason that he'd want to go back is to play for his home country of Russia. Do you know offhand where are the Olympics coming up in 2024?
Well, I don't think it's been decided yet whether or not they're going to be in the Olympics. I mean, it takes away certainly from the team itself, and I know there's certain players who like it when the Olympics come about because they won't get chosen. They get a couple weeks break from the season they have, so they're hoping it would be. But for a lot of those players, it's a grind because you not only go through your season, but then you're in the Olympics, and the pressures of representing your country are even much greater than what you see sometimes in playoffs. But it'll be interesting to see how the NHL and the NHLPA come together and whether or not they'll be in the Olympics or not.
Tom Reed, Minnesota Wild Radio Network, joining us here on Kate Radio. Let's talk about the playoffs. Montreal, the Canadiens, last time they got to the Stanley Cup, they won the whole thing, I think, in the early 90s. Tom, are you surprised that they are up on Vegas one game away from the Stanley Cup? Because in all honesty, I thought this would be a 4 or 5 game series with Vegas, you know, winning this one easily. That's not been the case.
You know, being the expert that I am, I actually picked Colorado to win everything, so you see where I am in this whole thing. But that's just the way it goes. You get a team that's hot, and even Minnesota going against Vegas to take them to 7 games and was pretty remarkable. But I think Minnesota did a good job. But when I look at that Montreal series against the Vegas Golden Knights, and I watched most of that game last night, they are really working hard. They're skating well. They're not allowing the opposition, that being the Canadiens or the Vegas Golden Knights, any free movement on the ice out there. I mean, they're on top of them, and Vegas has really been struggling trying to get even the puck in the offensive zone. Between the two blue lines, Montreal, their skating has just absolutely been tremendous, and they are almost like a roadblock for the Golden Knights trying to get into the offensive zone. But I'm really happy for the Canadiens. My favorite team as a kid growing up in Canada was the Montreal Canadiens, with Mr. Béliveau as my favorite player. So there's always that soft spot in my heart for them.
Because I think many then follow Montreal or follow NHL closely like yourself. I mean, A, they were surprised that Montreal came back to beat or stun Toronto after being down 3-1. And, you know, I know Winnipeg wasn't a great team, so it wasn't a huge shocker they got by the Jets. But this team is showing they're definitely for real.
Well, they are for real. And I think that first series against Toronto, too, everyone expected something that could happen for Toronto, and to get blown out 3-1 or 4, you know, in 4 games in that series by the Canadiens winning those 4 games was tremendous. Being down 3-1, Minnesota saw that, if you remember, 2003 against both Colorado and Vancouver. They were down 3-1. Bob and I were doing the broadcast at that time, and we never expected that. But they came back. They were strong. They got stronger as the playoff season went on. And then to go to Winnipeg, they can take that in 4. Now what they've done also against the Vegas Golden Knights, which a lot of people predicted would be the champions of this series, and now they're just one win away. So it's been fun to watch. When you get to this time of the year, especially for the players, it's great for the fans, but for the players it's even better.
Do you think, and let's go with both series real quick, do you think the Islanders and Vegas or neither of them force a Game 7?
I don't think the Islanders will. I think Vegas may have an opportunity, but I can tell you when you get back into the province of Quebec now, they don't have a free rein for the fans coming in there. But what they do have is a very boisterous group of fans that will be in that building. And I look for Montreal to really step out in that first period. That first 10 minutes is going to be so important. I look for them to maybe squeak one out there. Tampa Bay, I think, is going to win the next game. What they showed the last game was really something. I was talking to Jacques Lemire the other day, of course. If he works for the Islanders as advisor to the general manager there, and we're talking about it's just a one game series. I mean, they got beat pretty handily by 8-0, but it's one game. They all played poorly in that game, but it can turn around and be just the opposite the next game coming in.
Tom Reed, Minnesota Wild Radio Network. Next time you're in St. Paul, make sure to stop by Tom Reed's and have some poutine. If you don't know what that is, you got to have it. French fries, gravy, cheese. It's the best in the world. Tom, my wife's originally from outside of Winnipeg, so I knew nothing about poutine until about 18 years ago, but we've had it there many times, and it's the best.
Yes, and it's great if you're on a diet.
Oh, no, it's not. But it's not a diet food, but if you want to splurge on something that might have a few more calories than you usually eat, make sure to do that at Tom Reed's. Tom, thank you so much for the time. It's a pleasure talking with you, and hope to catch up again soon.
Great. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Again, Tom Reed, Minnesota Wild Radio Network, here at 3:31. Have not talked to Tom in years. Kevin Faulness, Minnesota Wild Radio Network. We usually talk with Kevin, and Kevin was not available this week. So he said, hey, you know, give Tom Reed a call. I'm like, we'll give Tom Reed a call. So thank you, Tom. He knows so much about hockey and Jacques Lemaire. To sit down and listen to those two guys break down hockey, Tom Reed and Jacques Lemaire. To be a fly on the wall for that.